UFOs, UAPs. We still have people who believe the government is going to release the truth about UFOs soon. I believe the opposite. I think it has been demonstrated they have now reversed their policy on showing us meaningful videos taken of UFOs. Be that as it may, I certainly hope those who are believers are correct. Before I die, I would love to know the answer to the UFO question. There are many UFO investigators who have grown old and wish the same thing. I have always said pilots, cops and the military make the best UFO witnesses. Recently a policeman saw a UFO in the sky. This was not so unusual anymore, but he was also a UFO investigator and said after he saw it, hundreds of cops contacted him about their sightings. He had asked active and retired police to come forward with sightings and so they did, probably with far more than he expected. He intends to use this information in the UFO book he is writing. This just proves that police see many UFOs but mostly keep it to themselves, because they don't want to get their reputation ruined. The DOD, Department of Defense, is saying they are going to start a program to identify objects in space. I want to stress one thing, they never said they were looking for extraterrestrials or their machines. What they did say was they are looking for is anomalous phenomena in space, air, land and sea. Why can't the government just use plain language for a change and make things clearer? We look at a statement like this and wonder if it was made to hide the fact they are looking for alien craft. I am sure they also want to check for advanced weapons by other countries, but if we're asked would leave out the part about the extraterrestrials. Recently they said there was no evidence of alien craft, when they are all around us. The Navy has released a video of a sphere flying through the air and diving into the ocean. Who would have such an object? It doesn't seem any country on Earth could have developed one which seems to have no source of propulsion with the exception of anti-gravity. So far flying along and then diving into the ocean also doesn't seem to be a capability of a human device yet. There is more to this sighting, however. Orbs surrounded Navy warships for 3 days with a total of 5 Navy ships having these encounters. The video was from a couple of years ago but was just recently released. The new UFO investigative branch of the military is calling UFOs, which are said to be UAPs, a potential threat. An article goes further in stating they are testing technology for warfare. The new branch is the AARO, or All Domain Anomaly Resolution Office. It seems absurd to me for us to think we could ever survive a war with races who seem to be at least hundreds and thousands of years or more ahead of us in technology and who would merely have to stay in space and lob asteroids at our planet to wipe us out. If there was ever a case for diplomacy, this is it. Another way some UFOs are being seen is they get caught in the background of a television program, usually a newscast. A reporter was doing a newscast from the Navajo Nation in Arizona when a UFO raced across in the background. The film crew were surprised, as was anyone else who was there. The US military is reporting several hundred UAP sightings so far in 2022. As I have said before, it does make one wonder how many sightings there really were, since most are not reported. We don't even know if the number being given us was pared down so as not to be startling. It is being said the AARO office is being flooded. That sounds to me like more than just several hundred reports. The question is each one going to get a thorough investigation, or will this be another blue book type investigation where excuses for what was seen were abundant? Scientists are now saying they might have a new way to detect UAPs. They want to look for gravitational waves. This will not be as effective as it sounds. There is a problem. To detect the gravitational waves from a spacecraft, it is thought it would have to be so huge as to equal the size of the planet Jupiter. I am sure this will limit the search severely. There have been cases where we have seen UAPs the size of planets coming into our solar system and disappearing, but I don't think they were the size of Jupiter. If I remember correctly, they were thought to have been the size of Earth. Other limitations are the craft would have to be traveling at least 1/10 light speed and be within 326,000 light years away. A new book is coming out about a famous Scottish UFO and alien sighting. It took place in 1996 when some people were driving and saw a triangular UFO fly over their car. On the way back, they saw it again. When they got home, they decided to go back out and look for it and found it in a field with hundreds of small grey aliens sitting outside. This sighting ranks right up there with the best. A former CIA agent who was on his deathbed invited UFO investigator Richard Dolan and documentary maker Jeremy Corbell to meet with him. They knew the man was dying and wanted to remain anonymous. He began to tell them a fantastic story. He confirmed the existence of extraterrestrials working on a United States military base. It was said when the CIA found out, they told the man not to give out any more information. Just about every country on Earth seems to have UFO sightings. Slovakia is no exception. A glowing orb appeared in the sky. It was said the light from the UFO was blinding and it appeared over a small village. As it hovered, the light became brighter and brighter until it finally left. Recently, Putin has bragged he now has hypersonic missiles that can reach 20 times the speed of sound. I have no way of knowing if this is true, but if it is, could that cause a war with extraterrestrials? Might a Russian shoot one at a UFO and be able to bring it down? If this happened, would we all suffer a huge retaliation from extraterrestrials? At least once before, a Russian missile battery has shot at a UFO.